We continue on here with our latest from Three Rivers Public Health. Welcome, sir.
Greg.
How are you?
Greg.
Oh, Greg, that's right. Greg. I was thinking it's not Jake. It's
no, yeah. That was my bad.
Yeah, so. It's Greg. Nice to have you come back. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What do you have going on this week?
So, yeah, just a few things we just wanted to share with the community. January is National Radon Action Month. So just a reminder, we do have radon test kits at Three Rivers Public Health Department here in Fremont.
They're so expensive, though.
I know,
yeah,
right?
They are. They're $1 a pop. So, just $1. Very easy to test and to send in and get your results. But it's very important to know because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States.
Right.
So very important to know if your home may have some radon in it.
So if I walk in the door, they're going to be right there probably, aren't they?
Or our front staff. They'll okay. know exactly where to direct you to. I want to say our county extension in Washington County, the county extension office has them as well. And at Saunders County in Wahoo, the library has them as well.
Okay.
They're available in those areas.
Yeah, important to do that. I mean, especially the Midwest, radon is prevalent, isn't it?
Yep, very prevalent, very prevalent.
Have you heard of any like homes in Fremont, people who have gotten a test and come back and say, hey?
That would be a question for Jake.
Okay.
And,
oh, okay.
and his staff, because
okay.
you know they keep track of you know our numbers and what we're seeing in our three counties. So, I'm not for sure off the top of my head, but they would know that.
Okay. All right.
A few other things. We just want to give you guys an update, too. Starting in February, we're going to have well water test kits available. I know during this time of season, not a lot of people are testing their well water. But if you have a private well, we do have those free of charge at our health department. So that's a good thing as well to have. And then lastly, we just received pallets of COVID test kits at our
really?
Health department. So those are free for the public. They're limited to three per family.
Okay.
So if individuals want to come in and grab some COVID test kits, we do have those
free of charge.
Yeah, that's so important right now, especially with those numbers going up again.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we do talk a lot about RSV and other things that are out there, but COVID is still out there,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yep, COVID's still out there. It doesn't seem like it's going to be going away. So it's very important to, you know, just to be aware if you or your family does have it. Just to test themselves before they go out into large gatherings or family events, those types of things.
Yeah, we're talking with Greg Mosier, Director of Organizational Advancement at Three Rivers. What else do you have for us?
Yeah, so then another thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is our dental health program that we have at Three Rivers. February is National Children's Dental Health Month, we're going to be very busy getting out into the communities. We have a program. It's called Bright Smiles that allows us to go into preschools, daycare centers, those places, Head Starts, that see children ages 0 to age 5. And what we're able to do is do some basic dental hygiene education. We do a fluoride varnish sealant or fluoride varnish application, as well as a free screening as well for those children.
Wow.
So it's very important, you know, for us just to get out and see those young children,
those
young kiddos. This year, we're expanding the program to be able to apply sealants to elementary age children in our district. So we can go into, you know, any elementary age child that has their adult molars, we can apply sealants now to those families who can't afford sealants or are unable to go to a dentist. And then lastly, we're able to go into long-term care and senior centers, those places that see the older adult population, 65 and older, and we can provide free dental cleanings for that population.
Nice.
So through our expansion project, we were able to obtain a portable dental hygiene unit, chair, et cetera.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
We're contracted with 4 dental hygienists, so we're very excited to get that expansion project up and running throughout our three counties.
Yeah, that's something unique. I've never heard of that before. Probably has never happened before, has it?
Yeah, it's fairly new in Nebraska. Dr. Charles Kraft, he's the state dental health director in the Office of Oral Health of the state. He's been working diligently on getting this program up and running across our state. I want to say there's 14 health departments that have the Bright Smiles. We call our program Bright Smiles, but their dental health programs across the state, 14 health departments have those up and running. And his goal is to get all 19 health departments having a dental program to do outreach into the communities and provide these types of services.
Yeah, very good. Yep. They can probably just check the website or give you guys a call for more information.
Yep, they can call us toll free at 866-727-5396 or visit us at www.threeriverspublichealth.org.
All right. That do it?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. Appreciate the update. A lot of good information there.
Yep, thank you.